In Haiti, Hurricane Matthew is bringing heavy winds and rain as the eye of the hurricane nears. It is the strongest Caribbean storm in nearly a decade. With sustained winds of 145 miles per hour, it is expected to drop as much as 3 feet of rain in some areas. We reached Miami Herald reporter Jacqueline Charles in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are people doing? Are they actually prepared or preparing? Is it too late for that now? What's the story there at this moment?
Well, there's been a huge issue about this whole preparation. On the one hand, you have a government that is strapped for cash and that basically was preparing for an election on Sunday, October 9th, which may or may not still happen. And this is an election that they're paying for themselves. And so they really did not have the money that they've had in the years past. This is a transitional government that's in power at the moment. And on the other hand, when you're telling people to prepare, they're telling you to prepare with what? There's been a serious economic issue in this country. Yesterday, I was in Cité Soleil, which is the biggest slum. I'm talking to people. They tell me that they actually, you know, are believing the forecast about how bad the storm is going to be. They wanted to leave where they were at. A lot of them were along the seashore. But they didn't have the means or the places to go. And meanwhile, the local authorities for that city, they did not have the money or even transportation. So they're walking around telling people to get out of here, get out of here. This is bad. What's coming? But at the same time, there were no buses that were parked to take people to any shelters. And you still have, you know, in Haiti as elsewhere in the Caribbean, where people just, they don't want to leave. They're stubborn. They don't really believe the forecast. They don't want to leave their homes and what little that they have. And so what usually happens that I've seen in the years that I've been covering storms here is in the middle of the night when it gets really bad, that's when people start to run and that's when people start to lose their lives.
Mm. Well, certainly people in Haiti would remember past hurricanes. That doesn't have any effect on how they're treating this one?
Well, it usually does have a lot of effect, but remember, there hasn't been a major storm here in the last 6 years. There was the earthquake, and Haiti has really dodged a bullet for 6 years. And I think for some people, you know, that memory is short, right? You know, you talk to folks, and they are aware of what a hurricane can do and what a terrible storm could do here. But again, this is a country of 10 million people. The government has said that the entire country is under threat, but there are only 1,300 shelters that were made available. And last I checked, there were only 2,700 people in those shelters. The government says that they're aiming for zero death. We've already confirmed at least one storm-related death of a fisherman who disappeared and his body was recovered. There's another person that did disappear. They have asked people to stay away from the sea, stay away from the rivers, and people seem to be heeding that warning. But again, this is a very fragile situation in terms of, you know, mudslide flooding. And remember, there's a cholera outbreak that's going on here. And so everybody right now is just watching it and really just praying that you do not have the kind of casualties one would expect to have with a Category 4 storm when you're really not that well prepared.
Well, we will be following this throughout the morning, and thank you for joining us to talk about this now. That's Jacqueline Charles of the Miami Herald in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Thanks.
Thank you.